Running Instagram ads can be hard, especially as a startup fashion brand. You're probably looking at the Meta dashboard and wondering, what do I even do with this thing? Am I just throwing my money into the abyss and hoping for the best? What is a core framework that I've been using with my customers to help them market their fashion brands? Well, I've toned it down to the 3A strategy. It's simple. It's to announce, to attract, and to attack. And what this strategy does is it gives you a simple framework that is meant to convert a cold customer, so a cold lead, someone who doesn't know about your brand, into someone who is actually purchasing. Phase one is called awareness. This is where you're building the brand and you're building the community. You're getting people aware you actually exist and what you stand for. What you need to do, number one, is you actually need to target. So in order to build the brand, you need to be speaking to the right people. This is easy in Instagram. You can just use the dashboard to be able to create a like or a customer avatar or a customer or a lookalike customer in order to say, okay, what age or range are they? What area are they? What are their hobbies? What are their interests? You need to be able to target your customer effectively in order to deliver the right brand message to them. Number two is what type of content you actually want to create. Well, you want to tell a story. You want to set a tone. You want to let people know what you're about. What I recommend here is keep it light, keep it playful. Set the stage for what your brand stands for. What are your core values? Who are the types of people that relate and engage with your brand? Show people in specific scenarios that paint the picture of what it's like to engage with your brand, to be a part of your brand. Number three, what is the messaging that you're going to use? Well, like I mentioned, focus specifically on creating an aspirational aspect to the brand rather than focusing on unique selling points, benefits, and hard selling the product. What you want to do is you want to communicate what the value is of your brand from a holistic standpoint. In terms of a call to action, you want to be able to track how that campaign is performing. You want to provide a soft call to action, such as discover more or learn more, that encourages people to visit the website. Next, we move on to phase two, which is about attracting customers. Here, your core goal is going to be to demonstrate the value of your products specifically to the customers that signified interest from phase one, and to position your products as solving their problems. First, you'll need to retarget the customers that signified interest from phase one, whether it's your customers that signed up for your newsletter or it's customers that followed an Instagram link specifically to a page and signed up. Number two, now it's time to develop short, effective, and visually stimulating content that clearly articulates the problem at hand and how your problem or how your product resolves it. Next, you need to craft your messaging effectively. You need to position your products as the solutions to your customers' problems. You can keep it simple in your messaging. You could say something as simple as, say goodbye to uncomfortable workouts with our super soft, super plush, ultra flexible legging. Last but not least, you want to have a call to action that tells people what you actually want them to do, whether it's shop now, whether it's pre-order. You need to be clear and direct here. Phase three is the attack phase. This is where you drive engage leads and turn them into paying customers. A lot of this is done on your website, how you optimize your product page, how you optimize communicating the value of the brand through your website. So you can notice that if you have a large click-through rate from phase two, but a poor conversion rate on phase three, this could indicate a variety of different issues. It could indicate that the website is poorly optimized. Maybe the checkout process is long and tedious. First, you'll want to target customers that have engaged not only with phase two or the creative in phase two, but have visited the website, have added to cart, have started the checkout process. Perhaps they haven't continued the checkout process. When it comes to the content, stick to visual media that has to do, again, with the core selling points to persuade your customers why what they're looking for is the thing that they want. Or here you want to use customer testimonials that show others in an authentic scenario that have had a great experience with your products to put them over the edge, to tell them that other people have had a great experience and that they will as well. When it comes to the ad creative, the messaging, here, provide a timed offer, reiterate your unique selling points, just make sure that you are creating a sense of urgency to get people to pull the trigger with you. And for the CTA, the call to action, buy now, shop while supplies last, limited time offer, any of these core short CTAs that signify the urgency of the matter are going to do very, very well. Some additional tips to help you get the best out of the 3A strategy are: consider retargeting at strategic parts in the three-phase project. So for phase one, when we're announcing, you may want to retarget customers maybe a week afterwards to get your brand top of mind before you move them on to phase two. Also, try to A-B test. So A-B testing is where you try different variations of the same campaign to see which campaign performs better. Also, make sure to analyze your customer's journey. Use Instagram's analytics or Meta's ad analytics in order to see where your customers are dropping off in the funnel. Don't forget to show your customers and the people who are now slowly becoming customers some love. If they engage with your ads, answer the questions, engage with them. This is going to help build a sense of community. It doesn't just have to be that they need to purchase in order for you to even consider engaging with them. Well, guys, that is it. That is a wrap on this episode. That's been my super simple 3A strategy funnel to create your first Instagram ad campaign for your startup fashion brand. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please consider smashing a massive thumbs up. Until next week's episode, stay awesome.